from executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High Hopes. Streaming on Hulu. From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show, named Best Radio Show in the Wisconsin Broadcasters Awards for Excellence. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
And welcome back, Wisconsin, a Wednesday edition of the Bill Michaels Show here on the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Tim in for Bill today, Radio Joe Zanzola. Nick Bodie loves to hear his name on the radio throughout the great state of Wisconsin. Hey, he's working for free. He's interning here.
He doesn't get enough shout-outs on the show. He does a fantastic job.
He does. He does a good job. And sports are what we do for a living. I've been blessed with that opportunity to do that for a living for quite a few years. And just radio in general, to do that for a living for over three decades. But we got to talking the other day about, you know, where everybody is getting their sports information these days. And there's so many different outlets, man. I don't know, honestly, if I didn't do this for a living, where I would get mine. I think I'd make it a little more simplistic, I'm going to guess. Not having to jump through a bunch of hoops to find out, you know, sports scores and everything. There's so many different apps you can download on your phone.
Yeah.
So many different, man.
Yeah, I mean, there's outside of Twitter, if I'm not looking at Twitter, Bleacher Report has a really cool app because you can select all the teams you want to follow, and then as your day goes along, those teams that you're following, they're just going to send you reports about what's happening. Did the Brewers win? Did they
right.
lose?
And
did
you
they make
can
a trade?
Make, you're right. You can make them specific to your team, too.
Exactly, yes.
So they, you know, if you want just Packers news from NFL app or whatever, you can get that sent right, just give you a flare on your phone.
Yep, every update.
And I'm trying to think if I didn't do this. Now, I will tell you, since I do this, that my regimen is pretty rock solid and steady. It's every morning. I mean, early riser. I know I work late nights, oftentimes and pretty much throughout the baseball season. So, but I still get up, given the fact that I can get a nap in. Us old guys need naps. Some people ask me why I take naps. I say because I can, and it's cool. But I get up every morning. I sit down, grab the coffee, and I go through this. Now, this is just how I do it. And it's an unfair comparison because I want to know from you guys as to the first line of defense on sports information, regardless of where you live, Park Falls or Oshkosh, wherever you're at. I know we're all busy, so we can't devote as much attention as I do, but anywhere between 45 minutes and 2 hours is what I spend reading the online and print versions. Now, the print versions I can get online too, so I get that through my phone. But I will go through ABC News, ABCSports.com. I go to ESPN's MLB.com, ESPN's baseball coverage. And it's just a lot of times about 11 little pieces that don't go into detail. You can click here for more details. Almost headlines, but a little bit of the stories. Same deal with the NFL. Over ESPN. Let's see. My fourth one is FoxSports.com. Lead stories there. I then go to the Green Bay Press Gazette online. I like what they do. Now they have linked up with I think USA Today. I want to say.
Correct.
So they're all one big happy family. Obviously, I go to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, JS Online. And a lot of times I'll see the headline would be, some of these things get into detail about, you know, a single A game between the Rangers affiliate and, you know, pick another team. I don't have time for that part of it, but I will just kind of advance it and just advance it. So then I go to RacineJournalTimes.com. They do a nice job, I think. Kansas City Star, Denver Post, USA Today. These are all every day. Every day what I do. If I'm in a hurry, again, I scroll and I'll just hit next. Let's get to this next. LeSean McCoy, allegedly, blah, blah, blah. And, oh, this looks interesting. Knucklehead. Knucklehead news sometimes. So I do, that's me, though. And then, obviously, on my phone, I've got the Brewers.com, the MLB.com. So I've got some things going on there, too. But that's what I do, Joe, every single morning. And you wonder why I come up with these news and notes. And Dwight Clark was, buried on the former owner's ranch. I think still that's kind of goofy, but okay. Next to the goalpost where he actually, the real goalpost that he made the catch under. That's where I get these things because there's so many different outlets there. But where does, like, someone that doesn't do this for a living get their sports information? My guess is more times than not, it's on the radio. It's on the radio show. It's on whatever radio show you're listening to. It could be a local station in La Crosse that does, talk for your mornings here. It's Pepe and Lisa in the morning.
You listen to Dave and Scrady on WKTY.
Dave and Scrady?
Yes, in the morning.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Where La Crosse comes to sports talk.
That's right.
I think that's it because at the top and the bottom of every hour, the sports update, sports flash, sports minute, timeout for sports, all that stuff. That's what I'm going to guess. Or you still just limp your lazy butt out to the front porch and grab that newspaper, which there's something to be said about that. The innocence of sitting down reading a paper. I do miss those days. I do. But I think it's still done. It's going to have to change. I would say this is the last generation that's going to experience that. No knock on newspapers, man. They got a job to do. They sell their advertising. A lot of people are employed by them. The whole nine yards. Old habits die hard, and we're seeing that happen as we speak. Times are changing. We all got to change with them. My guess is, as I reach into my pocket, this is the mecca of all info right here.
This phone?
Yeah.
Yep.
This phone right here, which we complain about sometimes. I was just complaining during the break there. Why can't I get a cell out of here? Well, I mean, think of what we did back then. We found a payphone. And we paid long distance charges. These days, it's get on here, get all the information. It's $78 a month, and you get anything you want here. Video face-to-face with whoever you want that has a phone, all those things. I don't know if this is older guy talk or this is just what we have to do now because the papers are going to go away. They are eventually going to go away. They're just, I'm seeing it, and it's a sad story. It's a really, because my brother-in-law was in the newspaper industry for many, many years and downsized and was unemployed as of just recently. And it's really sad to see. But when you guys get up in the morning, you want to know what the Brewers did? What's the first thing you do? I think it would vary on age, be a little bit different, Joe, for you than it would be for George, who lives in Medford. And he's 78 years old.
Definitely.
Right?
He's reading a paper.
Still?
Sure.
If you want to join this conversation, I'm just interested, 855-830-8648. I'm going to say radio is the first line of defense, regardless across the board, with age. And I'm going to say the second, overtaking the newspaper. In terms of sports, news, we see it all over the TV. Because, it's Fox Wake Up or, NBC Wake Up or whatever it is. We get our news that way a lot of times. But these guys these days, it's so opinionated, it's even tough to get news out there without it being opinion-based news. I'm not saying I'm one side or the other politically. I miss, you know what I miss? When traveling, the hotel room years ago, and this is going back 20, 30, 40 years, traveling, I always had the headline news network on, which really doesn't exist anymore, where it's just an endless loop of news. That's all they did was news. And it would stay on in my hotel room the entire trip. The TV would never go off. Day, night, I left the room, I'd go to work, I'd go have some fun somewhere, never turn the TV off. It never left that channel because that was news at that time. That was just news, 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 news. Bridge collapses somewhere, that news covered. Bridge collapses these days, I can't find where the details are on this unless it's the local news at 6, live at 5, those types of things. I'm just wondering, 855-830-8648. Do we have to take a break?
Yes.
Okay, we'll take a break and continue our conversation. It's interesting that how times are changing, and it may depend on age. More next here on the Bill Michaels Show.
This portion of the program being brought to you by our friends at the New Mail Medical Center. Cabin fever, it is real. It's finally getting warm. You want to get outside. You want to move around because maybe the indoor sports aren't good. That's okay. They can help you out. A 98% success rate at treating guys with ED. Or if you're going to head out, you're looking for more mental energy, better mood, mental clarity. They can help you out. Low T treatments. They do that as well. Yeah, help me out myself. That's right. Plus, T-shirt weather, it's here. You don't want to look like you're smuggling a half barrel under your shirt. Come on. 414-455-4451, the all-in-one weight loss program. Yes, it works. Just call them. 414-455-4451. That's our friends over at the New Mail Medical Center.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
This portion of the program being brought to you by our good friends at Marshfield Clinic Health System. Now, they fixed me up, got me back in the game. The orthopedic people there are fantastic. My knee feels great. I'm out biking already this summer. No pain, no problems, no swelling. You don't have to live with pain like I did for so many years. Call them 855-MC-ORTHO. That's 855-MC-ORTHO. That's the Marshfield Clinic Health System. And if you want more information for the locations, the services, the physicians, whatever you need, go to marshfieldclinic.org. That's marshfieldclinic.org, the official healthcare provider of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
And welcome back. It is the Bill Michaels Show, Wednesday edition. Tim Allen in for Bill today. There's Radio Joe and talking to you guys about where you're getting your sports information, your first line of defense. And give me your regimen as you get up in the morning. Hell, news breaks all hours of the day, and sometimes you have to put, oh, I don't know, working for a living over sports. You can't do it, you know, 24/7. And I'm not shilling for any compliments of any radio station that I'm affiliated with, any show that I'm affiliated with. Guys, trust me, I'm not looking for that. But I'm curious about where you're getting your sports information when you first wake up in the morning. 855-830-8648. Let's go to Trav. Trav, you're on the Bill Michaels Show. What's going on?
Yeah, Tim. Here's the way I start my morning off. I wake up about 4:20, and then I love the paper. And it's from, you know, I'm 43 years old. Just, I don't know, women, most guys, you know, if they have to use the throne, yep. I can sit on there and just read the box scores, the attendance, everything. And that's something I enjoy.
There is just something about the serenity of a cup of coffee and a newspaper. You know that? I'm going right to miss that. I do miss that already.
Yep.
Yeah. All right, Trav, thanks for the call. Oh, cryptic messages on the Bill Michaels program. 855-830-8648. Let's go to Rick. Rick, what's happening?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on. You know, you're exactly right. I get up in the morning. I love nothing more than having a cup of coffee sitting out on my deck, and I read the sports section through and through, every article, everything. So, to be honest, when I'm listening to you guys, and I'm in sales, so I'm driving all day, and I listen to you guys 24/7.
Mm-hmm.
And I love your show, by the way.
Thanks.
And so what I get from you guys are the updates, the breaking news during the day, which obviously you don't have in the journal, or special things that are going on, or, you know, discussions. and I love that. But I pretty much have already been up to date on anything that's been going on. The only bad thing I don't like is the sports section now gets their stuff from the New York Times or the Post. And so when the Brewers have a 7 o'clock game, you don't see a box score.
Yep, yep.
You know, you can't see anything. You can't even see an updated standing. That's when I go to my phone so I can see, well, did the Cubs win last night? You know, now we had the Brewer win, so we're really still 1.5, not 1. You know, so I miss that. And I just got the recent bill, so I may not be doing the Journal anymore.
Oh, boy. All right. I'm not doing this to knock anybody or anything. All right. Thanks, Rick. So he uses a combination of both. As a kid, it was easy. And I don't know. Years ago, let's just say that. Years ago, it was a little bit easier. We're all in the same playing field. We all had newspaper, TV, and radio. That was it. That's what you had. Or you went to the game. I mean, that was one thing. As a kid, it was more sporting news, newspaper for me, and not the actual newspaper. Although I did like the Sunday newspapers out of Milwaukee because they did give kind of stats for, you know, the year to date. And they would bold. This was a cool thing. They would bold any Brewer player. That was super cool. So you could just at a glance, I would just read down who's leading in home runs. And, oh, there's George Scott. He's right there. 855-830-8648.
Let's go to Richard in Appleton listening to us on The Score. Richard, you're on the Bill Michaels Show.
Hi, Tim. Thanks. I've got a couple quick comments. One ties back to your previous comments before the break. But first of all, as far as picking up the sports, it's very easy online. I'll go to MLB.com or the MilwaukeeBrewers.com or, you know, basically I go online. As the previous caller said, newspapers, I still get one. I still enjoy it, but there's nothing from the game from the night before. That's more in terms of feature articles or
sure.
At least up here it's, will the third string center actually make the Packers team or something like that. So it's mainly features. But I wanted to tie that in with your previous comment. I spend about 4 or 5 weeks a year in the Hayward Spooner area. And there's a lot of good Brewer fans up there, but you have to work at it. There is no Milwaukee Journal or Wisconsin paper delivered up there anymore. No one will take it up there. When I got the TV package on our cabin television, I got Fox Sports North, but then I had to go back in and argue that I wanted the Brewer games, not the Twin games.
Oh, wow.
They put the Brewer games on the alternate channels when it conflicts with the Twin games, because the Twins are still the priority, even though Hayward Spooner is in Wisconsin. Radio broadcasts are hard to find, particularly at night. Sometimes I'll go out to my car and listen on Sirius. But there's a lot of fans there, and the one thing that's a little bit of a misconception. I grew up in northwestern Wisconsin, just north of Hudson, and we couldn't wait for the Brewers to come to play the Twins. And we got tons of people to go over to Twins game. There's always a huge Brewer contingent at Twin games. And then I go back and listen to the radio, and I'd hear things like, well, a lot of people from Milwaukee made it over to the Twins game.
I'm going, jeez.
There's probably a handful from Milwaukee. Most of these people are from towns like St. Croix, Amory,
sure.
Osceola, Hudson, New Richmond. There's a lot of fans there, but believe me, with your television stations out of the Twin Cities, your papers are out of Minneapolis, St. Paul, you really have to work hard at doing it. And I don't think the Brewers are marketed very well up there. But by the same token, now with Internet and other things, I can find what I want to find.
There you go.
But
yep. All right. So it comes full circle. All right. Thanks for the call. We appreciate that. We'll go to, is this Mike?
Yes, Mike in Appleton. We'll stick in Appleton.
Mike, what's happening?
Hi, guys. Hey, listen, I loved your last comment. I used to do the same thing. I love getting the stats where you could see they had actually, you say that they used to do this, where they had print at every team's 25 guys, what are their batting averages, all that stuff. Those days are obviously gone away. I'd like to know what newspaper George in Medford or the guy who said he gets up and goes, sits in the bathroom and reads box scores. I live in Appleton. You cannot find a box score 5 days out of the week.
Yeah, that's sad.
So I don't know.
It really is.
The Brewers are playing tonight. I'll read about it if I want on Friday. That's kind of bad. Speaking of the Brewers, I'll watch the Brewers. I'll see the scores on the scrolls. So I kind of keep track of, okay, how the Cubbies doing. You know, hopefully, you know, obviously, hopefully they're losing
right.
And whatnot. But that's kind of where I'm at. Now, I'm 68, so okay. I'm not in a demographics that USA Today even cares about. I realize all that. But I liked your comment about there used to be a time when the stats were there. Now, what I'll do is at 10 o'clock at night, I'll go to MLB or ESPN, and I'll check the box scores, and I'll see who's doing what, especially the guys the Brewers are rumored to be interested in trading, see
yeah,
how they're doing.
I get it, Mike.
Back on.
Okay, thank you, Mike. Yeah, and I don't know if – it's too bad that the more simplistic activities in our lives are missing. There's others that are developed through technology, but there's others that are missing that we just don't have them anymore. And I'm telling you, that's sit down with a newspaper. I just miss that. I don't have time for that. I just miss it so much. Journal Sentinel Online has every day they have a Packer, one of their Packer articles. I forget what the terminology is that they use, and it's everything Packers. Sit down, get a strong cup of coffee, and get caught up on everything Packers. I mean, that's that line that kind of attaches that. Let's go to Brad. Brad, you're next on the Bill Michaels Show.
Good afternoon, Tim.
Hey, Brad.
I get mine again from my iPhone. I get up in the morning for my alerts from the minor league systems of the Brewers, you know, onto the Brewers, and then. Unfortunately, just to see what the Cubs have done, you know, I do get an alert for them. But it seems like lately, every time we lose, they lose, and every time we win, they win. So
that's nothing wrong with that, man. That's a pennant.
No, I know that. And then I work in Milwaukee, live down here in Racine, so I wish I could listen to Tim Allen in the morning over that Chuck guy any day. But and I listen to the morning show on 1250 and.
I knew that would get Joe. Brad will talk after the ball game tonight. I know Brad's a frequent caller of the post game show. I knew that was coming. I knew at one point or some point someone was going to knock something. All right, that wasn't my intent here. Not at all, guys. All right, that's interesting. And maybe you know on a further show once I get back on here, if indeed they'll have me, we'll get back into it because I think it's really interesting how. You know, through your information, it doesn't have to be exclusive to sports either. It's just all information. Like I said, I miss the actual news sometimes. I can't find news. Just give me news. I don't want to hear someone bashing the right or bashing the left or doing all that stuff. I just want to hear some news once in a while. I don't need to hear Nancy Grace. Let's go to the lawyers. Unleash the lawyers.
He should fry.
I miss that show too. Yeah. Honestly, I really do. All right, buy or sell. I'm putting on the firing line. That's what Joe's going to do to me next year.
I got some Brewer ones for you too.
On the Bill Michaels Show.
This portion of the program brought to you by Cousin Subs. The Cubano is back. You can download the app on your mobile device or just go to CousinSubs.com. It's got the Wisconsin pulled pork and the Wisconsin Swiss cheese or cheddar cheese, crispy pickles, onions. It's so good. Stop at any local Cousin Subs or just get the pepperoni melt. The Bill Michaels with a side of Radio Joe. Cousin Subs, you better believe they're good. You better believe they believe in better.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
This portion of the program brought to you by Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Wednesday Night Live is back. It's up. It's running at the Wisconsin State Fair Park in the Budweiser Pavilion. If you want to park a car, it's $6. Free admission, free for motorcyclists as well. Get out and enjoy the music under the stars at the Wisconsin State Fair Park in the Budweiser Pavilion. All brought to you by Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
In the world of sports, a lot of people say a lot of things. But does it pass the big unit test? Let's play Buy or Sell. Brought to you by Bryant and Stratton College Athletics, offering athletic scholarships in 9 junior college sports. Learn more at bscbobcats.com. This is the Bill Michaels Show.
Okay, it's the Bill Michaels Show. Tim in for Bill today. And unlike a lot of broadcasters, I don't like to be fully planned and scripted out. I've always been that way in the talk stuff.
You like spontaneous radio.
Yeah, when I was doing FM music stuff, I mean, that's a little different. You got to talk about, you know, whoever. Kelly and Don in the morning. Catch them on location at the car dealership or whatever. That's got to be planned out. You only have so many seconds. You better get that out there. And talk when we take phone callers here. I don't. don't look at the screen to get a heads up as to what you want to discuss. I've never been that way. A lot of broadcasters are. I'm not knocking them. That's just their style. I've got mine. Sometimes it gets me into trouble. I'm ill-prepared, unprepared to handle it. But it's more spontaneous. I think it's, you know, just my deal where I don't need to know. So that being said, this segment, over the years, when I've been on with you, Joe, the buy or sell, I don't preview the questions. They're what we call cold. So let's buy or sell. This is agree or disagree, as Joe has written these questions.
All right, well, here's the first one. The Brewers have a pitching prospect in their system that could be on the same level as a Jacob deGrom or Noah Syndergaard. Buy or sell?
I buy it.
Ooh.
I do.
You do?
I do.
I didn't think you'd buy that.
I do buy that. And you just saw him last night.
Corbin.
Dude's got four pitches.
Mm-hmm.
He's got the velo for it. He's got the poise for it.
Mm-hmm.
I've talked to him before. He seems to be an intelligent young dude. Intelligent athletes make better decisions. Intelligent people make better decisions. They want to be better. I think you use the word could.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going with it. I buy it.
Wow. You're valuing prospects more than I thought.
Well, hey, we're trying to build sustainability here. We can't trade away the farm.
That is the David Stearns way, my friend.
We can't deplete the farm system.
Yes.
Get out of here.
Wow.
Buy or sell.
I can't believe what I'm hearing right now.
No, I didn't mean that.
I'd like to do another hour with you.
I didn't mean that. I was just kidding. No, I believe Corbin Burns is
the real deal.
An elite pitcher. I do.
Okay.
I do.
Yeah, I don't want to trade him. Buy or sell, trading for rental players is a dangerous proposition for a small market team.
Sell. Don't be afraid. I know it's dark in your room, little Joe. Dark. Your mind starts going, and there's the closet over there. It's just a little open over there. Yeah, but you're scared. You know there's... You can just get up, turn on the light, and look in the closet. Don't fear it. Don't fear change. Don't fear gambles. So I sell that one. Man, let's... Sick of waiting. You give me a World Series... And then maybe I'll have a different philosophy.
Yeah, but it could come at the cost of Corbin Burns to get a rental player that is coveted by other teams that could make an impact for the Brewers and maybe get them to the World Series.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe, but you may not be in a position to even make a deal for Machado. You may not be in a position to want to make a deal for Machado if you're 2 games under .500 and 8 games back. So I don't think we should fear the change. Difficult decisions do happen. And David Stern says he screwed up a time or two. That goes with the territory. How would Scooter Gennett look popped in this lineup and then do the deal for Machado? You're that close. So if you fear change, then, you know, who knows when you're ever going to make a move.
All right.
Buy or sell.
Very well. Well, this one, I guess, I think I know where you're going with it because we just talked about it. Corbin Burns, buy or sell, can help the Brewers win baseball games right now and potentially in the postseason.
I buy it. Yeah, I buy it. I don't believe that he was brought up in any way, shape, or form to showcase his talents for a trade. I don't believe that.
I don't believe it either.
That makes no sense to me. That makes no sense. It's all about winning baseball games right now. They've been very consistent. Craig Counsell has been consistent with it. David Stearns, the general manager, has been very consistent this year with that. He's going out and trading for the guys who's he's gotten, the Eric Kratz and picking up Brad Miller and these guys, Tyler Saladino. He is trying to win baseball games right now. You and I just looked at the Double-A lineup in today's game. That's coming. I get it. But in the meantime, let's go, man. They got the best record in the NL. So he's here to help the Brewers win a title this year.
Buy or sell?
Well, there's a lot of trade rumors out there right now, as we all know. But buy or sell, Timmy, the Brewers need to focus on adding an offensive player rather than a starting pitcher.
Yeah, I'm buying that. I would almost rank the starting pitcher as being, if I had to, if you got to rank them, hitter, bullpen, starter. And I know it goes against some people's philosophy, and I totally respect it, that a starter in the World Series is going to start games 1, 4, 5, and 7. So I understand. I get that, and I respect that. But the way these guys have been stepping up through, gosh, how many games have we played? You know, 90-plus games here. I just don't think they're going to drop off the map. That offense is going to be the death of me, I'll tell you that.
It's been a big surprise this season.
Yeah, it
is. Even with Kanan Yelich. Can you imagine? But see, I've been thinking about this, Tim. Can you imagine where this Brewers team would be right now if Kanan Yelich weren't even on the team?
I think about it quite frequently. That's why I love David Stearns even more when I think that way. He knew. He knew before you, me, and any other Brewers fan out there, really, that this team had some issues offensively. And he went and remedied a good chunk of that. Now, Ryan Braun, come on, baby. Travis Shaw, come on, man. Get going. Get going. You're doing what you're doing without running on all cylinders offensively. Let's get going. Let's clean it up a little bit.
Buy or sell.
Funny you should mention Travis Shaw. This is the last one, Timmy. Buy or sell. Shaw is having an okay season.
Ooh, that's the best one you've had. No. I don't think I can put it okay. I think it's a little below average.
It's a 240 average, 800 OPS.
Yeah, I think that's below where I thought he'd be. I am a big Travis Shaw fan. I am. Is he my favorite Brewer right now? No, it's Christian Yelich. And I think it's going to remain Christian Yelich for a good many years here. But yeah, not a good year for Travis Shaw thus far. So that's where the timing might come in handy. That he does put it together, and I think he's fully capable of putting it together for a big push in the second half. There you go. That hurt just a little bit. I would take a break. Minor leaguer down at Biloxi. Our stat of the day. That's coming up next here. Tim, in for Bill. It's a Wednesday version of the Bill Michaels Show.
This portion of the program brought to you by Quick Trip, top-tier alternative fuels. Great rewards program as well. Stop into your local Quick Trip or go to Quick Trip, K-W-I-K, quicktrip.com. Get signed up for the rewards program and get yourself a few cents off a gallon of gas. Not a bad way to go. That is our friends at Quick Trip.
Final couple of minutes of the Bill Michaels Show for a Wednesday. Tim in for Bill today. He's back tomorrow. Joe is off tomorrow, and he's off to Vegas. More on that in just a second here. Time to get to our stat of the day with Aproyo. It's interesting. You go back and look at what the Brewers are doing now. This was supposed to be still the rebuild. Last year, you got a little taster of a pennant race. And then you say, okay, well, what are they going to do now? They took a little advanced season there, and then they're going to go back to the rebuild? Uh-uh. Kane's brought in, Yelich is brought in, Chacín is signed. So, you know, now it comes down to competing for at the highest level. They really are thus far. But yet still, those same groups of players are down in the minor leagues, minus Lewis Brinson and the guys they move for Yelich. but a good chunk of them at that AA level in Biloxi. And Corey Ray, the number one selection for the Brewers just a few years ago, he's finally Joe, it's a load off my mind here because I was a little concerned with him.
Yeah, he's finally having a breakout year, and he did something pretty big today for the Biloxi Shuckers. He had 3 home runs in a game. He has 16 home runs on the season, which is tied for the most in a single season.
That's cool.
In Shuckers history.
That is cool. And thankfully, there's some light at the end of the tunnel for Corey Ray. That is super cool. 3 homer day today, 16 on the year. There's your stat of the day with Aproio.
Yep, brought to you by Aproio. They make it simple for companies just like yours to implement SAP and big data solutions. Revolutionize your data and ignite your future with Aproio on the web at APPROYO.com.
Young players involved in the futures game is Keston Hira and now Luis Ortiz, I read, was added.
Yes.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
The more the merrier. And speaking of All-Stars, Jesus Aguilar, you can still vote for about another hour. We're going to find out in about an hour, right?
Right. 3 o'clock is the deadline.
It also is a deadline, I believe, Joe, for some of the players that don't want to play or they're dinged up or back out of the All-Star game, in which case then a guy like Jeremy Jeffress might be added. I saw that Doolittle was added to the DL, the reliever.
Yeah.
So that may be an open door for Jeffress to be added to the All-Star game.
Yeah, I think it's a little unfortunate that he didn't make the team because I think nationally everybody is talking about Josh Hader and what he has done, but
yep.
Jeremy Jeffress has gone well under the radar throughout the season. I don't think he's gotten enough love nationally.
And then you get to Manny Machado, and is he going to be a Brewer? The Vegas odds. Now, I wasn't aware that you could bet on this. But apparently they put out odds on the front runner to win the Manny Machado sweepstakes or to acquire Machado are the Brewers. Now, again, how they know, maybe they have better sources than Ken Rosenthal or one of these other guys, I don't know. But you know how I feel about Las Vegas. Those casinos aren't built by losing. So they may know something here, and we'll see as we move along. Again, are we premature on trade talk? Nah, this happens this time every year.
No, I mean, it seems to be pretty lively now, but everything that I've been looking at, especially from John Morosi, because he's been all over this Machado stuff, the Orioles have reached out to the Yankees, the Indians, the Brewers, and they've said, look, we want your top pitching prospect. And none of these teams are going to budge. None of these teams want to do it. You know, it was reported earlier today, Ken Rosenthal saying that the Brewers do not want to give up Corbin Burnes to get Manny Machado.
We'll see. We'll see. Maybe there's a bigger package deal that you would want Burnes in there if something's coming back to replenish just a little bit. All right, so you're off to Vegas tomorrow. You got my bets.
Yes.
And don't tell anyone my bets. I don't want to jinx them. I'll admit it on the post game show later on this year.
Fair enough. Okay.
All right, so all right. I will let the cat out. One of the bets is Packers minus the points and the under week one Sunday night Bears Packers. I parlayed them both.
Okay.
You are going to Vegas. You one of the nights that you're there when the girlfriend's sleeping, skulk out of the room, and just quietly just shh, go down to the casino. Order a couple of drinks and just sit there and drink all night long.
No.
It's so fun. It's so fun. And then just crash by the pool.
Well, you know what she wants to do?
Lord, well, I could just imagine you're in Vegas. Okay.
She wants to go clubbing.
Clubbing?
Yeah. And I don't know, man. I just, after what happened to us, was it 3 years now since I've been in Vegas? It's very hard for me to get drunk. And that's a good thing. You know,
I don't think it's a good thing.
I
like being drunk. Sometimes. Depends on the where and when. But that might be the place to do it. I mean,
I don't want to end up in a jail, a Vegas jail.
you won't end up in jail. I doubt there's anything you could possibly do. Now, you do know that the newest thing in the state of Nevada, as well as in the city of Las Vegas, is that the recreational dispensaries are open for business. Are you aware of that?
I know now.
Okay. Your reaction to that?
No comment.
Okay. There we go. That's the, you handled well, that well.
No comment.
That's a cryptic message from Joe Zenzola.
It's we're not allowed to talk about that kind of stuff on the air.
We're not?
We're not. No. Nope.
I didn't know that.
It's company policy, so no comment. That's not cryptic or anything. I'm just covering my own rear end.
Okay. It's all in my,
cuz I don't need the boss coming in now, Joe. What do we talk about? I don't.
Well, have fun.
Thanks.
There's nothing wrong with a shot of tequila once in a while, Joe.
I can't do tequila.
Step out of the box and do something crazy for once in your life.
You know what?
Just go crazy.
People that listen to this show probably think I'm some weenie loser. I can have some fun, guys.
No.
Yeah.
No, they don't.
Oh, yeah.
All right, you guys have a great day. Thanks for listening. It was a lot of fun today. Thanks for calling in and listening here to the Bill Michaels Show. That's going to do it for us. Joe Zenzola, my name is Tim Allen. Have a great day, Wisconsin.
Sports Talk Network.
From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High hopes. Streaming on Hulu.